Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 15. This is letter number 5388, Baruch Hashem. The 20th of Nisan Tavshin Yud Zayin, Brooklyn. Shalom Uvracha. So the Rebbe says, I'm confirming hereby receipt of your letter for the evening of the day before the festival, the time of our freedom, of Pesach. In which you write that the classes, the shiurim, are all set up, and they continue. So the Rebbe says, for sure, someone in your level, I don't need to, it's superfluous to emphasize that a person is referred to as mahalich, a walker. He walks. Why? Why is he called walker? One that walks. Why? Because a person is commanded to always go up in holiness and not to be satisfied with the situation of the day before yesterday and not even of yesterday and not even from this morning. Always going up. And since every day and day you need to do the work of that day, so have to always keep on going. So the Rebbe says that you are not to be satisfied with what has been set up from before, but you need to progress and going higher, not only more than 2 days ago, not more than yesterday, even from the morning, keep on going. And the Rebbe explains that there is a very wonderful explanation according to Chassidus, in the Holy Letters of the Alter Rebbe in chapter 14. And the Rebbe says, since we got to go, every day need to do the Avodah in detail, this is within every day and day, as explained over there in the Alter Rebbe explains that there's a new revelation every year. He talks about Rosh Hashanah. But the Rebbe says from there also we can see that every day there's a whole new energy that never existed before. And the same thing is actually, the Rebbe says, in very specific, every day, every minute, there's a new energy from God that comes into this world. So you always need to renew your efforts all the time, continuously. The Rebbe says, looking very well. So the Rebbe says, well, one thinks, how would I be able to accomplish this? This is a lot. But since Hashem does not demand only according to our powers that we're able to, so for sure the strengths have been given to fulfill this command. This Hashem gives you the strength. And this, the Rebbe says, is also the response to the end of your letter. He says, he writes to the Rebbe, so what's it all going to be, the end, the goal, the purpose of, he didn't feel that he was really achieving a goal over here. So the Rebbe says, this is because there could be no greater goal, greater than bringing the hearts of the Jewish people closer to our Father in Heaven by spreading the wellsprings to the outside, which is the inner part of Torah, which is the hidden secret, the hidden part of Torah, which connects even the hidden part of the soul with the hidden part of Hashem, which means the sosim to the sosim to the sosim, the religion. So, he apparently wasn't writing to the Rebbe that he wasn't satisfied. The Rebbe says that is a goal in of itself. That is the greatest goal. And that's actually what connects the inner, the hidden part of the soul of the person through the hidden part of the Torah with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Hashem, the hidden Sosim de Kuchabrichu, which is by spreading the wellsprings of Chassidus. So the Rebbe says that he prays for him, Yirotzen, that the time of our freedom should influence also upon him, that he should have freedom from all matters that are disrupting from the service of Hashem, which is all year round, the service of Hashem, so we have no disruptions. And in all matters, as explained in the idea of Chol Drachecha De'eyu, that we have to serve Hashem in all of our ways, we have to know Hashem. And therefore, the service of Hashem is all the time. And therefore, he shouldn't have any disruptions, because you always need to serve Hashem. And the Rebbe says, as it's brought down, the Rebbe references the Tur Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim, chapter 231, the 8 chapters of the Rambam, the beginning of chapter 5, the Rebbe says, look in there well. And the Rebbe blesses him for good news. And the Rebbe concludes that because of the sanctity, the secretary says, because of the sanctity of the festival, the Rebbe did not sign it, and I am signing it in his name. I think the Rebbe made a point to always say that he's not signing the letter, so that they know that the Rebbe did not sign on Chol HaMoed. The Rebbe didn't sign all the time, but the other times he didn't sign. But in this case, he's saying, but they didn't want to just write the maskir, but just to make that point that, I don't know, that's...